does it matter whether, well, of course it matters if it's a man or a woman, you'd say serve a man, mm-hmm. man to a woman. But I mean, do you normally say it more to one or the other, or just any elderly person?
Just any elderly
okay.
person.
Then if somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he dreaded that place.
He dreaded to go.
Well, meaning a degree of dreading it. He, you know, not he surely dreaded, but he...
He hated.
I'm not going to get this. I think I may depend on conversation for this. If it's not just a... It wasn't just a... It's not going to be just a little cold tomorrow morning. It's going to be...
Dreadfully
okay.
cold.
Okay, what's another word?
Terribly cold. Or very cold.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Awfully cold.
Mm-hmm. And if...
I like awfully.
If you like the taste of something, you would say, that's good,
That's very good.
Okay. Then, if something made you really quite angry, for instance, you hit your thumb with a hammer, what might you exclaim?
I hit my thumb.
Well, what...
I would generally say, ouch.
Well, what might you say that...
Oh!
What is the strongest thing that you say?
Damn.
Is that the strongest that you say?
Yes, that's about the strongest that I say.
Okay.
I said that the other day. One of my students heard me.
Uh-oh. Was he shocked?
Yes, one of my students dropped all the reading folders down on the floor, you know, with all of this material.
They went splattering all over the
Yes, room. I said, how could you have dropped the reading folders? And a teacher was standing there, and under my breath, I said, damn. And the student says, I heard you, Mr.
What might you exclaim if you were just excited, not necessarily upset?
Excited? I don't know. If pain were involved.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Or just surprised about something, what would you say?
I would say, oh.
Mm-hmm. What if you were just a little bit irritated at yourself?
If I were a little bit irritated at myself.
I tell you, the things that you have said during the interview are my stars and my words.
Yes, my stars and my words.
Those are the ones that
I caught
you saying.
I do say my stars and my word.
Okay.
And sometimes I say, by Jove.
Mm-hmm. And if something shocking were reported, you might say, why the very...
Audacity.
Or... Word beginning with an I, the very...
A word beginning with an I.
A four-letter word beginning with an I.
The very... Hmm.
I-D-E-A, how do you say
it? Oh, idea.
Okay. And if you met someone, what would you generally ask, what would be your greeting to ask about their health?
How are you?
Okay. And suppose you were introduced to a stranger, what would you say?
I would say, how do you do?
Do you say that, really?
Mm-hmm.
I say that, too. Not mm-hmm. not very many people do. I think that's an old-fashioned.
It's an old-fashioned. But actually, I say, how do you do?
I do, too. And what do you say to someone as a greeting on the 25th of December?
Merry Christmas.
Anything older or joking?
No, I don't think so.
Do you know the expression Christmas gift as a greeting?
Yes, that's an old, that really is, isn't it?
Now, what does that mean?
That means, give me a Christmas gift, and generally the person will reply, hand it here.
Mm. Now, what do you say?
Christmas gift.
And you just say it on Christmas
But sometimes, morning? But it's corrupted, and the person will simply say, Christmas give,
mm-hmm.
Rather than Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's said on Christmas morning,
mm-hmm.
or any time during Christmas Day.
Do you try to be the first person to say it?
Yes, you must, upon greeting the person, you must beat him to the draw. Mm-hmm.